And now I'm joined, as I promised you I would be, by two, in fact, the last two contestants in the Miss Bolito 2022 to be interviewed on the station are with me right now, and they are Nogulunga Zikali and Bongekile Mpatane. How lovely to have you in the studio. Ladies, welcome. This competition, I'm amazed how well turned out everyone is, not just in terms of beauty, that goes without saying, and it's not a beauty competition, I know, but about confidence as well, poise and confidence. And this, I think, is quite remarkable, considering that you're all very young, and this is kind of a, you know, baby steps on that great big ladder to the career that we're all hoping is going to be magnificent. So let's just start out and find out a little bit more about you. Nogulunga, tell us where you come from and a little bit about you.
Hey guys, my name is Nogulunga Zikali. I'm coming from Stenga in a rural area called Doornkop. And I'm 24 years old. I'm taking a gap year this year because of financial issues. And right now, I'm helping my sister with her baby. Yes.
So Doornkop.
Yeah.
Is which side of Stanga is this? Is it the far side from Bolito or closer?
The far side from Bolito.
So deep
in a rural area.
Deep rural area, but yes. And yet you have great poise and confidence, and you look beautifully well presented. If I may just pay you the hugest of compliments, you look like a supermodel. I got to tell you, this is marvelous.
Thank you.
What are your aspirations? What are your hopes and dreams? What would you like to become one of these days?
I want to become a teacher. Because I want to show some young women from my rural area that is not all about where you're coming from to become the thing that you want.
It's not where you come from, but where you're going to.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
That's beautiful. What is your first language, your home language?
My home language is isiZulu.
And how many languages do you speak? And I ask this question because a lot of us take for granted that everyone speaks English. And yet, it's not everyone that has English first language as an option. And I can hear that English is, you speak it very well, but it's not your first language. How many languages do you speak?
I speak two languages. I speak isiZulu and also English.
Okay. And obviously, your ability to communicate is important in this competition.
Yes.
So, are you finding it easy?
Sometimes I find it a little bit harder because it's not my language.
Yeah.
And at home, I speak isiZulu. Yeah. And when I am at Doornkop, I speak isiZulu.
But do you find that the more you mix with kind of a cosmopolitan people from all backgrounds and all languages and all cultures and creeds, do you find it a bit easier to communicate? Because I think it's a common experience that the more you speak a language, the easier it becomes.
Yes, I find it easy because I love people and I love to learn something new.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit about your colleague, Bongekile. Hey, what is your story?
My name is
I've got to give you a microphone. I was wondering why you were so silent. There it is.
So my name is Bongekile Mpatane. I live in Stanger, Lord 14. I am 17 years of age. I finished my matric last year. So what I'm doing at the moment, I'm busy with my driving. I'm getting my driver's license ready. And I'm finishing my secretarial course. Yes.
Is that what you're aiming for? To be a secretary?
Yes.
And your driver's license, are you, how far down that road have you gone?
No, I've booked it now, so yeah, I'm waiting to go and write.
So you haven't started the lessons yet?
I'm started with them and I'm done with them.
So you can drive already?
Not really, but then I'm still going to go to drive. I booked to write.
Okay, so you haven't done the driving part yet?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, because I don't know much about more tools.
You know what? It's like anything. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Like everything in life. Mm. And yeah, it's always nerve-wracking when you start. But eventually you just relax into it and it comes like second nature. Eventually you'll be driving, you won't even realize. You won't be worrying about all the various bits and pieces. You'll just be doing it. So let's find out about this competition. Nongolunga, why did you enter?
I entered Miss Belita because I want to become exposed to different people. And I want to show some young black women that's coming from rural areas. That to enter Miss Belita is not for a rich people only. Also, us as a poor people, we can enter Miss Belita and do it, and sometimes we can win it.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think the judges are looking for?
I think the judges are looking for the beauty and also the project that we are. The project that we are giving,
mm-hmm.
And also the personality.
So what is the project that you're giving?
The project of some of us helping other people and helping the campaigns.
Okay.
Yeah, because my mother is a street vendor, so I want to make a project about her.
Okay.
Helping other street vendors.
I was reading a very interesting book recently about the economy. They call it the Carsonomic Revolution, because street vending is a massive contributor to the fiscus. It's a huge generator of revenue. A lot of young people apparently, though, don't see it as a proper job. And a lot of very successful vendors are very sad because their kids don't want to take over the business.
Yes.
But do you want to, would you consider taking over the business for a while?
Yeah, I will, because my first sponsor is my mom.
Ah.
My mom took all their savings to sponsor me.
Yeah.
So that I can continue with Miss Belita.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. We're holding thumbs for you. Bongekile, why do you think the judges should look at you as a potential winner?
My smile, yes, my personality, and the way we answer our questions. So that's the only thing that can be looked for.
And do you have a particular a mission, or as your colleague Nongolunga puts it, a project that you're working with?
Not as yet. I haven't thought of something to do for my project.
Because I think that's quite important. I think the judges are looking to see what you're going to do as a... Because it's a kind of ambassadorial position that you're going to be occupying. If you win Miss Belita, you're going to be, as you quite rightly said, a great ambassador for people looking up to you, and an inspiration to youngsters that look at you as a... Well, what an inspiration. You know, if you can do it, I can do it too. That's the kind of deal.
Yes.
So in that way, we build each other up. And I think it's marvelous that you have both entered this competition. And I'm holding thumbs. You see, both my thumbs are left and right for you. And we hope for the best. When is the final judging going to take place?
It's the 1st of September.
So it's really soon, June, July, August, September, a couple of months still, in which time you'll hit your stride, find your purpose, flourish, and become very, very, I'm sure, impassionately embroiled in the world of Miss Belita 2022. And we'll be holding thumbs for you. I hope that you'll be back in the studio after the event to tell us how it went.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me. My very special guests, Nongolunga Zigali and Bongekile Mphathane. We're going to be putting this interview up as a catch-up podcast very shortly. So if you'd like to see how beautiful they are, their photograph will be on that podcast, available on our apps through the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, or just through our website, lifeandstyle.fm. You're on The Afternoon Show with Dave Charles, and that's me. And the music continues on 88 FM with the Parlor Tones.